Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifestor and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Thanks to ExpressVPN for supporting Don't Keep Your Day Job. You probably don't think much about internet privacy on your own home network. ExpressVPN will secure your privacy and protect your information. Visit expressvpn.com/dreamjob and you can get an extra 3 months free on a 1-year package. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job. Hope you guys are having a good week. I am starting to feel more like myself a little bit. I have some good moments, some hard moments. I'm feeling a little upside down now with like what's going on, just with thinking about school starting in the fall and not really feeling comfortable thinking about just getting back, you know, with how scary it is sending the kids to school. So it's just one of those things right now. I feel like if you need to cry into a pillow or if you need to just watch Nora Ephron movies, or I don't know, just be extra kind to yourself. I just feel like things are crazy right now. The one thing that is such a beautiful, uplifting distraction for me is my work. The podcast is so enjoyable to do. Coaching is so fun. I love running our Made to Do This program, and I love interacting with all of you. So thank you for being in my life. And I'm going to do something really special. And again, I only do things when I feel called to do it. And this is not going to be right for all of you. I think this is going to be right just for a select group of you. Actually, it's only going to be open to a very small group of people. It'll be probably the most intimate program I run, probably about 25 people max. But this will be me teaching you how to launch with my 5-day challenge method. And I've really cracked the code on this, and I've been able to do so many launches. And whatever course we're launching, whether it's my music program or my Made to Do This program or my podcasting program, whatever course I'm launching, it's been really amazing that I'm able to create a ton of value, that I'm able to make more than $1 million every launch, and just really do something that makes a big impact. So if you're at a level where you're already doing well and you want to scale, you have a course, you have a coaching program, and you really want to do an amazing launch, I'd love to teach you a very specific framework. And what I'm doing is not only going to be teaching you that 7-figure framework, but we already have several amazing women who have signed up to be a part of it. And it's become really like a high level, high vibe mastermind. So there's already women in this program who are already making 6 figures and 7 figures. There's already women in this program who have been guests on my podcast, whose podcasts I've been guests on as well. So it'll also be an incredible networking opportunity. And I think that there'll be a lot of collaborations that come out of it. It's going to be application only. So if you want to apply, we'll put a link in the show notes. And I also will put the application link in my Instagram profile if you want to click there. But it's going to be the 7-figure sisterhood. And it's going to be 7 weeks. And it's going to start on 7/27. Very soon, applications are going to be due 7/17. And July 17th. So go ahead and apply if that's something that you want. And I look forward to working with that small group of people. And for everybody else who doesn't feel like that's what they need or is not ready for that, don't you worry, because I have you in mind every day, and I'll continue to do this podcast, and I'll continue to create free resources. And not only that, but our coaching program Made to Do This, we always open that a few times a year. And so you can stay tuned for the fall opening of that as well. All right. Well, today is going to be an interesting episode, because we wanted to actually share with you a couple coaching moments. Some of our past students have been really generous and have given us permission to share their hot seats, to share the moments where I have helped them move through their resistance, help them clarify things. And so I think that you're going to find this really helpful. The first session we're going to share with you now was with Sadie Simper. She was actually on the show a few weeks ago sharing her success and how much she grew from the Made to Do This program. But what you're going to hear now is a call that I had with her on Zoom. She was feeling really depleted. She was really not charging for what she deserved to charge. And you're going to hear how we talk about her moving into courage and raising her rates and charging her worth and attracting the clients who she really wanted to attract. So take a listen.
Where's Sadie? Is Sadie here?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. How are you? What's up? Where are you at?
So I am a graphic designer and brand designer. So I have been designing logos and brands and helping people with like the visual aspects, for the last 12 weeks. And I've worked with some really amazing people, and it's been going really well as far as like the offer, like, here's what I have. And like, I'm available, you know, that's been going really, really well. And like, this program almost couldn't have come at a better time. My husband has been a full-time business owner for 6 months. He does wedding videography, but obviously that's not happening right now.
Right.
So like overnight, my income became our only income.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, which like I work part-time and then I do my brand design business, and it's not a lot, but it's been helping us like stay afloat. So I'm really grateful that I've been able to just say like, hey, I'm available. What I struggle with a lot is getting my work in front of the right people and connecting with the right people that are going to want to connect with me, and creating the content surrounding my work. Because like, I create all day. I'm on my computer all day doing my graphic design and doing the design for my clients. So then I go to design my own stuff for my own like Instagram and my own, and I've been reusing some things as well, but it still takes time to like export things and everything. So I go to like do my own stuff, and I'm just like, where is that time? You know, especially like I struggle with Instagram connecting with people outside of my own circle, because like the only time that I feel like I have, which I know isn't true, the only time I feel like I have is when I'm like relaxing at night with my husband. And like, he's told me like, can we just be present right now? You know? So like, I have to do all the things, and I just don't know how to do all the things.
Got it. First of all, I love your Instagram account. I know I've seen it a couple times. You're doing a really good job with it.
Thank you. So, I haven't been active for a few weeks, so I'm glad it still looks good.
No, look at out of the audience that you have, the fact that you have this many likes on posts and comments is crazy. Really.
Good.
Really.
I'm glad.
Yeah. I mean, you have 310 people following you, and you'll get like 26 comments on a post, or 11 comments and 31 likes. That's a lot. You know what I mean? Like, you're engaging with people. So I'm really proud of you. That sounds like a lot to take on. And you said some of it is really flowing. Tell me more about the offer itself, what they're paying you to do. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. So right now, my basic offer is they get a mood board, a color palette, a logo, and a submark. And what a mood board is it's pretty much just like a visual representation of your brand.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then I put that all together and give them like a brand sheet. So like, this is your brand guide. I export all of the necessary files for like putting your logo on your website and putting it on your Instagram and using it in Canva and all of that great stuff. So that's the basic offer. And then from there, I have another offer on top of that. That's like the next level up that includes like two more alternate logos and some like custom patterns that they can use on their Instagram. And then from there, it's all of that stuff plus your website.
Okay. That's gorgeous. That's a lot of amazing work that you're doing. And do you want to message me privately if you don't want to share, but I would like to know what you're charging for that. Cause I have a feeling.
Oh yeah, I can totally share.
Okay.
So my basic package right now is $199, which I know is much too low, and I'm planning on doubling that. It's so hard right now because I know so many people are struggling. And then from there, so the next one up from that is $499. And then up from that is $799. So for $199, that's the basic with the mood board, color palette, main logo, submark. And then the next one up, you get a custom pattern, two brand icons, 10 stock photos to match your brand vibe, two alternate logos, curated fonts, four rounds of edits delivered via Google Drive. And the next one up includes everything from the first two packages, plus a 5-page full website design. I don't do copy just because that's not my specialty, but I will set up like the custom contact form and pop-ups for your email campaign.
So when you said it's really hard because I know people are really struggling right now, I would say, and there's a lot of people not struggling right now.
Yeah.
Actually, the only people I know who are really not struggling right now have online businesses who need logos and branding. And the people I know who are going to come out of this better than they ever were before are going to build an online business because we have a 300% increase in attention online. Mm-hmm. So people must spend the money on that stuff. Those are basic things. And what you are doing is already been validated. Your problem is you have so much work, you don't have time for your marriage right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just need to fish in a different fishing hole. Your work is beautiful. I went to your Instagram and I was like, duh, like it's great. Like you're doing more than logo design. You're really a great artist. Like it's gorgeous. Did you go to art school or you just know how to do that stuff?
Nope, 100% self-taught.
That's insane. So let's back up for a second. There's something else I want to say, but I want to talk about attracting the right clients. Okay. So what are you doing right now to attract clients? The people who are hiring you, how are you meeting those people?
Most of the people are from this group and then from connections to people in the group.
Okay. I think that makes sense. What you did is you beta tested, okay? And you gave people who you knew, who you were like sisters with you in this program, you gave them a good rate. But what you got back was validation that this is a great business. So now we take the wings off and we go into the world at large, okay? Fine. So going into the world at large, the people don't know what you charge people in this program. So it's clean slate, okay? Now, how would you start to put your offers out there? Do you have created, it sounds like you do, those packages and what you get?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's what you do, Sadie, okay? You start talking about branding. You're already doing the showing of it, which is awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you wanna start to educate people a little bit about branding and why it's important, right? And then what would be really cool is if you could do a Zoom chat like this. Okay. There's a couple ways people make offers. People make offers one-to-one on sales calls. People make offers in DMs. Then sometimes you would do a DM instead of a sales call. And sometimes if you don't want to do a sales call one-to-one, you create some other kind of thing where you say, for instance, you know, like a realtor has an open house on a Sunday and a Tuesday, right? That way, instead of having to show every person the house, they could open the house on Sunday for a group of people. So you want to think about starting to put it out there to your following, like, hey, and maybe you say, April 25th, I will be live on Zoom for an hour. Here's the link. I'm going to be talking about five things you need to know about your own branding, your own logos, your own colors. You go on, 5-minute presentation. You can share your screen. You can give an example. This is why these colors make me this. This is how you create a mood board. You just give, give, give. And then you say, if you're interested in working with me, I do this, this, and this. Please DM me. I'm happy to talk to you about any packages. If you have any questions about why these things are important, blah, 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 blah. You start to do that, you're going to start to get clients. As soon as you get one client at that price and you do a good job for that person, which you will, that person is going to refer you business. And you're going to then give that person something for that. You're going to say, if you would post about your branding or whatever. Now, a person who paid you $2,000 or $7,000 who posts about it has six friends who can pay you that. You need one. Your job is to get one client, do a great job for one client at that price. When you were first talking, what I was envisioning was a bird in a cage that has a key and doesn't use it. And it's like the door's open, but the bird stays in the cage and doesn't fly out because the bird feels shame. The bird doesn't feel worthy of going too far. And we all have this, and it has to stop. My favorite Mary Oliver poem starts, "You don't have to walk on your knees for 1,000 miles in the desert." You don't have to walk on your knees, Sadie. You just don't have to do it anymore. You're really gifted and people are really lucky to work with you.
Thank you.
And it might seem insane, but it's not. Like, you know how there's a market for things? That's the market. And if you don't feel comfortable yet saying it's $2,000 for your base package, say that it's $600 and slowly work your way up.
So how do I get those people to come to my free thing so that I can give them the offer?
So you have to start talking about this, right? You have to start being the person who people go to when they think branding. Why brand? Why do I need? What is brand? And then you are the how. You build it, right? But we need to educate people and be the person who's talking about colors and moods and feelings. And you have so much from this class you can regurgitate. I mean, plus you know so much, but it's like, we don't buy things, we buy feelings. So you have to brand yourself by educating and being somebody who, and you start to share that. And you can start to share it in so many ways. I mean, you could create a Facebook group that's all about branding and the importance of color and the importance of how we share, you know, that like, our grids are filled with the things that make us who we are. And what does that look like? And it's fun to make a mood board. I mean, you could do a 5-day challenge where by the end people make a mood board. And it's so fun to look back and look at yourself and go, oh, what's consistent about me on my mood board? People can make them on Pinterest. They could have a blast with it. You could say, there you go. That's the beginning of all that you need to create content now for the next year. You see how you love the ocean? You see how you love peach? You see how you love spicy tuna? We're just going to keep creating this out. And I would take that and I would da-da-da-da-da-da. Also, this could become a class where you teach people how to make their own brands, right? Like people who don't want to pay right now, but who need like DIY stuff, you can create a class where you help people make a mood board, you help people figure out whatever, and then you go ahead onto Canva and figure out like, 3 templates that might work for a bunch of people, and then Squarespace. Let them get Squarespace. Let them make their own drag and drop thing. Maybe you even make a few pieces of collateral that come with this class, that if people buy the class, they have these pieces of collateral, they can mix and match and make them their own. But the class is $1,000 or the class is $500 or whatever it is. And it's a little bit of a hodgepodge. So you don't have to do all the work yourself, but if they wanted to, you know, get you to do it or they want to upgrade, that's a whole different thing. It's up to you. I mean, I would sit with that. If it was me, I would rather create a whole group rather than have to make all of the things. But then there are people who are like, no, I like making the thing. I'm an artist. I want to make stuff. So as long as you're being paid well, I have no problem with you making stuff. The next thing I would say to you is, have you looked at people like, what are they doing? How are they selling their brand? What pieces of information do they give? What's their content look like? It's all been done. All of those questions that you have, how do I attract those people? What are those people doing that you like? What are they not doing? What would you do differently? Would you go live and share? Would you start coaching people live on Instagram? Like, here's what I would do for you. What are your three favorite colors? Oh, boom. Would you share your screen and have people come on with you and talk to you? Would you do a little video where you show what you're doing, put that in your feed? We all have to be doing this. Every one of you who's listening, this is what we need. We need, for anything, when we're attracting the clients, it's consistently marketing. That's right. For anyone who's going to build a business, we've got to do self-promotion. We got to show up and be consistent and be there in our business more than you think you need to. It's always more than you think you need to. How often do you hear about something and you're like, oh my God, I guess so-and-so is having a sale. You're like, yeah, you guessed. Didn't you see there were 15 billboards? There was flyers at your door. It always has to be more. But the way to do that in a feel-good way is to make it organic marketing, which is content-driven. Did you hear Kristen Miller's podcast about how she made $100,000? Okay. So Kristen was a listener of Don't Keep Your Day Job. She was able to quit her job and make $100,000 last year. And we talked about what are the things that she did. She is a photographer. She does like editorial sort of like cool photography. She also started a membership, 365 days of photos, which I think 12 people are in that membership. And then she also started a podcast called Through the Lens of Motherhood, which was about mom photographers, which is really interesting. And it was about photography plus being a mom. So it was a little bit specific to those two things. And she grew her business to over $100,000. The podcast was part of her content. The membership was part of the content. She did a challenge that led to that membership where she was teaching people how to use filters and how to do their own stuff on photos, which is why right now in the pandemic, she's okay, because she doesn't only do events with her own photography. She also has a whole membership around creative photos and being creative in general and being a mom and taking pictures and knowing what to do with those pictures. Like, it's really cool what she created. But 12 people in there, and it's making a few thousand dollars a month, plus she has all these other things that she does. So what right now do you feel is your next move based on what I just said?
I think the next move is to show up on the places more and raise my prices. So show up consistently on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, all of the places. Just show up consistently every single day, raise my prices, and then put the offer out at the new price.
Yeah. And I'll tell you two more things. If there are people who are, let's say you're here and there's somebody here, right? Someone maybe who's a micro influencer or somebody who has a decent business doing something and they don't have a brand or a logo, I would DM them and say, would it add value to you if I built you a logo and a brand and a mood board for free? I just want to see what you think of it. Would that add value? Because hopefully they would say yes. And if they have a following, perhaps you could ask them to share, right? Which might get you business. And also, maybe they have a following that might want to learn more about the inside of how you came up with that brand for them. And you could do a tutorial to them, like a sales pitch to them. Also, you have family and friends, and every single person you know, on average, knows 400 people on Facebook. So I would do a beautiful post talking organically about one of the people that you created a brand for and the conversation you had about who they are and what they want and the colors they like and the mood board, and show the progression, and then say like this with scarcity in mind, I have room for 3 more clients this month. If you're interested in me helping you with your online presence, your brand, whatever, DM me. There might be somebody in your world of Facebook who goes, oh, I know someone who needs that. I'm going to follow this, or I'm going to refer her to so-and-so. A lot of times we get our first few customers through our network's network. Have you put that out there to your network yet?
A little bit here and there, but not as much as I should be, probably.
Have you done a post like that on your Facebook page?
I don't think so.
So we want to make sure that our friends and family know what we do. This is what I do. And the best way to do it is not to sell it. I have a package. I'm a brand designer. No, I had so much fun. I spoke to this woman and I'm so impressed, by the way, because she's making this huge change in her life and creating this cool business. And I was able to help. Isn't this cool? I love it so much. By the way, I have two more spots. If you know somebody who needs something like this, please feel free to DM me.
Cool.
It's not going to take long. I mean, think about it. If you raise your prices to what they should be, if you have a few clients a month, it's going to be great. And it's going to slowly lead to a lot more. But all those things I just shared would definitely like put more momentum, more gas into the tank. If you can start setting your process goals lead to progress. So my process goal is 3 days a week, I'm going to post a video where I'm just sharing something I'm making. And then you have any questions about branding? I'm happy to get on a 15-minute call, DM me. And at the end of that call, there's an invitation if they want to work with you. And you don't even have to worry about the price. You can say, I'll send over the proposal. You don't have to say it out loud. Send it over.
Cool.
But you should be sending proposals all day long. And then you can also be reaching out to some people who you think strategically might really be able to help you. It's like, can I offer to do that for you? Because how much better marketing than if somebody who has a decent following, you did their branding. So yeah. I would strategically send a few messages a day. I have a little bit of time. Would it add value to you if I created a mood board? Or go ahead and make one for people you really love. Don't make them too high up, but someone like over here who has like a niche, but like tight audience, see if you could reach out to that person and say, I'm curious if you need something like this. Like, do you need something that would pull all your Instagram stories together? What about three templates? What about a piece of, I love your work. I'd love to make that for you. Would that add value? Yeah, it really would. Cool. I'm going to send you a zip file. Then you send it and they're like, thank you so much. That was so nice of you. And you're like, if you would just share with people that I made that for you, that would mean so much to me. No pressure. Of course they will.
Cool.
You are sitting on gold. You know, you did the smartest thing. You spent all of this time really getting to work and you validated that this is real. Good for you. So now you're ready to jump off the diving board.
Thank you so much.
You deserve to feel great. Your work is awesome.
Well, I hope that that shows you a few ways that you can brand yourself and market yourself. And what's really exciting is that she did indeed raise her rates and she wound up making over $10,000 in just a couple weeks after she and I had that conversation. If you want to hear more about how she did that, you can go to the show notes because there'll be a link to the episode where she shares her success. It's really cool. If you want to check out her work, you can go find her on Instagram at Sadie Simper Designs, and her website is sadiesimperdesigns.co. Okay, before we keep going, let's just thank our sponsor. Most of us are on the internet more than ever, and you don't always think about your internet privacy on your own home network. You might think that using incognito mode and clearing your browsing history will protect your information, but the truth is, your online activity can still be traced. Thanks to ExpressVPN, you can make sure your ISP, your internet service provider, can't see what sites you visit. Instead, your internet connection is rerouted through ExpressVPN secure servers. Each ExpressVPN server has an IP address that's shared among thousands of users. That means everything you do is anonymized and can't be traced back to you. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your data with best-in-class encryption, so your information is always protected. As someone with an online business, I love having ExpressVPN because it's important that all my information is secure and protected. Plus, it's super easy. It just takes one tap of a button on any device, and I can go about without worrying who has access to my data. So protect your online activity today with the VPN I trust to secure my privacy. Visit my special link at expressvpn.com/dreamjob, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/dreamjob. ExpressVPN.com/dreamjob to learn more. Okay, the next coaching session you're going to hear is with one of the kindest souls we had in our program. His name is Oswald Perez. And I have to say, he's so present and supportive of everyone who was in this program. He was always cheering people on and commenting on people's posts and just really showing up for everybody. And so it was honestly just a gift to get to know him. He has such a way with words. I think that he'll speak right to your heart. He's no ego whatsoever. And what we talked about, he was feeling stagnant. He knew that he wanted to be writing and people told him he was really good at that, but he wasn't sure what or how or like where he could go with it. So here I share with him a few ideas on what he could do to transform his writing into art. Take a listen.
Oswald, how are you? Tell me a little bit about what's going on with you.
It's easier to write about myself than actually having to speak up for myself. But like, when it comes time to like physically have to speak up for myself, that like I want to run for the hills when I have to do that.
You're doing so well. You've already touched everybody's hearts. I can tell you, you just did that in like 40 seconds.
Anyway, I found my blog site for quite a bit. I don't have anything per se to sell. I guess I'm trying to like get more visibility in my blog and my writing to like pursue it further.
Great. That's awesome. Tell me a little bit more about what your blog is about.
My blog is basically a travel blog, entertainment blog. Like it's a multitude of things. It's just basically whenever like I have something to say, like it started because back in 2012, like I came back from a trip and I wrote this like really long Facebook post and somebody told me the post is too long, just start a blog instead. That's kind of where it came from. And I sort of like writing every time I travel, every time I go out somewhere, but I'm not like aggressive or like vindictive or anything like that. Just like you're following the world through my eyes, I guess. And the same goes during the trips. Like I usually spend on the last morning of the trip, sitting in the airport, sitting on the plane ride back to New York, just writing it. Hell, like the trip last September, I was sitting in my hotel room at like in the wee hours in the morning on the last day. Instead of being bummed out that I was flying back to New York, I just hammered out the blog post from the France trip last September in one shot in the wee hours of the morning. There's no like one concrete focus to this. It's just whatever comes to mind. Like it's not exactly a child blog, not exactly an entertainment blog, but like somewhere in between. In a way, it's just sharing my story. That's the basic of it.
Amazing. Since you joined us, I get the sense of how there's like a magic to you. I kind of got that. And even now, you know, you have this ability. Like, you guys, I want you to understand something. It's no joke when I tell you this. It's not just a nice word. Everything is intimacy. That's what everybody wants. You personally, just you being you, you create intimacy like that.
I never thought of it like that.
You don't even have to try. It's just who you are. You start to talk and there is like immediate intimacy. There's no walls. There's no barriers. There's no affect. There's no ego. There's just a soul and everybody else steps into the best version of themselves. The reason I'm saying that is because A, that's an incredible gift. You are walking around like a lightning rod for kindness and goodness. That's what you project in the world. That's an incredible, I'm like honored that you're here because it's really special to be around people like that. And the other thing is, I can see why it's not a business, it's a blog, because it's really meaningful and it's you just sort of like just riffing and sharing and vibing from like whatever you feel sitting in that airport writing about France, and it kind of just goes in different ways. But what I wanted to say is that you are so gifted at just being that there are so many people who could use you as a vehicle to help them feel and connect. And so I'm just curious, if you are interested in creating a business, would it be, I'm just going to throw some things out there, giving other people the prompts and things to write about and to give people a space to start their own sort of personal memoirs? Or is it more that you would want to be sharing what you write and sort of that writing goes out in the world and you get paid for your writing? Or would you
more the sharing the writing and see like where I could take it? It was just me just putting like myself out there telling the story, because I keep hearing it more often than not that like, oh, how the writing's so good, and like, oh, you should write a novel. And I'm like, yeah, I do not have the enough imagination to go for a novel. let's just like stick to blogs, the occasional posts, but it's just like after everyone like pretty much like in my ear about like, oh, how good your writing is, but it's just me, I'm like, is it just everyone just telling me this flattery, or like, is it actually true? I guess I'm one of those who it's like, I can be like supportive of everything and everyone else, but when it comes to myself, it's more of a skeptical position more than anything else. So I think
everybody, a lot of us can relate to that. I mean, I've also seen your comments, and your comments always stand out to me, but everybody's commenting that the way that you write, it speaks to people. And that makes sense, because we write the way we talk if we're good writers. And I already said to you that the way you talk has something, there's something in it that's very potent. So there's so much here. You know, one question is like, how are you right now getting people to your blog? How are you letting people know about your blog?
I guess on my Instagram page, I have the address in it. I try to hit like Facebook, Instagram, like try to hit all the bases that I can. Even though it's like the biophilic Instagram, everyone can like say better about me, or is I have difficulty like trying to describe myself in the words. So Facebook and Instagram, like I just, for example, like I write a blog post, I write the Facebook post, post the photos, and then depending on like how many photos I have from that particular moment, I at least have enough to like go for Instagram for the 10 best shots on the roll.
So I have an idea for you, because I'm looking at your Instagram, and what you write is so beautiful. And here's the thing. Your words are your art. Your captions are incredible. So instead of you putting images on your Instagram, your images should be your words, right? So I wonder if there's somebody who does hand lettering who you could partner with, and you could share pieces of what you write, and they could illustrate it for you, and then you start posting that. Like, it is so clear to me, like, what you wrote March 10th, ode to the morning sky and the wee small hours, a glimmer of hope to counter all the fears and the madness currently in the world, looking to the skies above, trees, clouds, and homes all around on the horizon, a bright white light, a full moon, the super moon, it's glowing, a promising sign, the world won't stand still, we're still here to begin a new day, night fades away, morning has broken. That is stunning. That is just as beautiful as any Morgan Harper Nichols quote that we all share and reshare and reshare. And if you go back and you look at her work, she blew up in the last 2 years. So what's really fun and what makes everyone feel, I think, more motivated is to just go back 18 months, go back 9 months, actually go back a month. Cause like she literally gets another 100,000 followers a month, but it started like this, and then it get faster, faster, faster. But if you go back and you look, you'll see that she started out putting pictures of herself and picture of herself with a guitar. And like, here's a piece of avocado toast. Like she's just like doing what we all do, like scrambling around. And then eventually she started just posting the words, because she is her words. That's all people need, just the words, right? Like her words, that's the art. They're more beautiful than all the pictures. And so she started to illustrate her words in just every single post. And then every like 12th post is like a picture of her, which is great because it anchors it. And like, this is who the human is who's saying all these things. But for you, I mean, that's really clear to me, is that we have to just start putting your words out there. And then think about it like this, like Ryan Holiday now has a New York Times bestselling book, but he didn't. His first few books were not, but eventually he had a New York Times bestseller. And if you ask him, how did you do that? He said, oh, because I gave away basically 3 books for free, right? What does that mean? On his blog every day, on his Instagram every day, like giving it, giving it, giving it, giving it. So I'm thinking about all the different ways that you can start to put this out there. And I'm asking myself, oh my God, first of all, this needs to be there. Just those words. So how could you do that? Well, you could be partnering with somebody who does hand lettering. I'm sure so many hand lettered artists would love your words. They'd be so happy to collaborate with you. It doesn't even have to be one person. It could be multiple people, or it could just be one person who you work with. And then you guys can make things on canvas, right? That people can buy. That's a whole world. It's like a whole shop. You know, there might be somebody who's so good at lettering, but you're the wordsmith, you're the poet, right? And then together, you make these prints and people order them and put them in their living rooms, especially right now when we need these words of hope and resilience more than ever. We need to be, and we're in our homes. We need to see these things, right? That's one idea. What else is, if you didn't want to work with someone who does hand lettering, it's like, at the very least, you know, you just putting this stuff out there, and you can use a hand letter text in Canva and just start to get this stuff out there just in the intermediate time. I feel like, Christy, you want to say something.
I do. I want to say something so badly because Oswald was in my 5-day challenge, my mantra challenge, and he was amazing in the challenge, and his comments brought so much intimacy into the challenge. It was incredible. And as the gift for people in my challenge, I just printed this on the laser printer this morning, and I wanted to show it to you because it's Oswald's comment. And I'm getting ready to put this in the mail today to send this to you.
Wow.
And this was just one of them that I chose, and we hand lettered it, and this is a piece of wood that's cut. And so it's all very strange that this is all happening like this because I literally cut this thing today to send to you. So.
I mean, right? This is the thing, is like, it all sounds really cute. And it sounds like, oh, Kathy, she's just like nice. It's like, I'm not being nice to you. I'm telling you that Morgan Harper Nichols makes multi 7 figures writing things like that. It's not a joke. I'm not trying to be nice. I'm telling you, the world needs it. Her business is exploding right now. Like, people buy that stuff. Of course they buy it. They're buying it for friends right now. It's not, oh, everything's doomed. It's, we have an opportunity to be a lighthouse right now. We are doing like a lantern ceremony, like they do in the Asian countries where they lift those lanterns over the ocean and put them into the night sky. Like, that's what we have the opportunity to do now more than ever. So instead of saying, forget it, it's doomed, it's like, wait a minute. More than ever, there's a need for me in this world right now. They need you. We need leadership and creativity and hope and passion more than ever. Right now, the whole world is unified and sitting at home and feeling sad. And just like fear is contagious, courage is contagious, and we need it. There is nowhere to go with the fear. We can't choose anything there. We start to turn our lights out, and we can't do that. So your work is gorgeous. There's a million different things that need to happen. That could happen, okay? The stuff can start to be printed just like Christy just showed us right now, right? There it is, right? That can start to be things that people start to buy, and beautiful things. And I'm sure, Christy, you probably have 3 ideas of how he could start to do that, right? Or maybe who he could reach out to, or maybe you'd want to collaborate. That's number one. Number two, the more you keep putting that writing out there so we can see it on the Instagram, and then maybe bringing people in, and take a page from Morgan's book, because it worked for her. She asked people, share with me your story and I'll share some words for you. I'll speak truth over you. Ask people, because you love the way you love, and I can tell the way you see people is very, the way you see the world, right? Tell people to share a moment with you that they had, that they can't put words to. You know, Oswald, when I was last at, in such and such place, I felt this. And maybe you can write something that it makes you think of. And now that's something that they might want, right? And you could put it on a canvas, or you could just put it out there every single day, a little piece of writing that's, and bring other people into that process. And then it's just going to grow, and eventually it can become a calendar. It can become a prayer book, a journal, a meditation, I mean, you're going to probably get asked to do lots of different collaborations and different things, but people need to see that work. And right now, it's a little bit hidden. And I'm wondering if what I'm saying is sparking some ideas, and maybe you can start.
I just needed to like see that, like what the possibilities were, because I've sort of been like stagnating. I'm like been freaking out this entire time, and it's like, okay, like have no audience, have no like good idea. And it's like getting this far into the program, and I barely even had that. And every step along the way, it's hasn't exactly been like graceful, but I've at least like tried to like see like what can I do. I just need someone to like remind me, okay, this is what you can do with it. That's the one thing that was just, that was missing.
Yeah. And you know, you posted an Emily McDowell quote, and she's a really good friend of mine, and what they did with her brand is they made it Emily McDowell and Friends, because she kind of got exhausted of, like, literally for the last several years, like 8 years, she's been writing every single card, every single piece of content. And it was just, she just couldn't do it anymore. She was just tapped out. So she started to make collaborations with people. She just did one with Liz Gilbert, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, but she does it with a lot. Lisa Congdon and her did a collaboration. The point is, if you start looking at what people do, some people, they're not painting, they're painting with words. And Emily's stuff is like, it becomes cards. And Liz Gilbert is not a, she's not a visual artist. She's a writer. And now her words have become cards. So there's so much that words can do. And it doesn't have to just be that it's, okay, well, it's a Facebook post or it's a blog. It's like, people will pay for your work. And I wonder also if there's a place right now that already has eyeballs that might want your content. Is there a place where you think people might want to read these kinds of things? Like, at first you were talking about traveling, but then you said it kind of like zigzags. It could be a lot of things, but I wonder where this work could also live, you know, like where you could have like a weekly, you know, column or a weekly post on somebody else's blog or something like that, or feed in addition to what you're doing. And I didn't want to share this at first, because I don't think, I'm not getting the vibe that this is what you want to do, but because your presence is so, it is a present, you sharing some of what you write would be such a gift, because there's something very pure and pristine about your energy. But I don't know if you want to do that, but it would be so amazing if, like, once a week or so, you just went live and read some stuff and just got off. You don't have to do anything other than just share what you wrote.
I haven't thought about that. So worried that I'm like pumping my way through it, because I get like with the speech affect, kind of worried I'm understood them, and it'll be like stammering my way through the poem, and then be difficult to understand me.
You know, it's so interesting, because when you talk, everyone understands you. You know, it's like, it's just, you know how many times I've gone to a conference and someone has their speech down and I'm not listening? Because they're not there. I can't stand it when people are rehearsed. I can't stand it when people are too good at what they do or too slick. I don't get anything out of it. But when somebody is real, everyone's listening. No one's going to forget this conversation ever happened, because there's something about when you talk that everyone leans in like this. It is such a gift to show people what it means to be really kind and really human. And it's like so exhausting how much people try to be perfect and curate whatever they're doing. But it's like, you right now, your voice is needed. And you showing up right now in the middle of this and offering hope, people can hear it from you better than other people. Because there's something about you, they know that you get it. So if you're able to get it, they should be able to get it. You've been given a gift to create that kind of realness and intimacy. That's a gift. It's the opposite. People can hear it better.
Never thought of it like that.
And I have a feeling that if you start this and you start reading something, whether it's like 5 minutes a day or once a week, whatever it's going to be, and you let us know, we'll all be there to tune in live, and we'll comment and we'll repost. So there's a good start. I will. I'm all in. So that's number one. But I would love if what you did after tonight's call is gather a bunch of stuff, maybe even put it in our group for some feedback, and say, help me pick five of the first pieces that this person should illustrate. And get those words out there. And now you have a week's worth, and then maybe set a date for when you're going to go live on Instagram and read a couple of these. And then maybe put a call out and say, even to people in this group right now, do you want to privately DM me how you're feeling or what you're going through? And maybe I can like share a few words for you. And maybe it doesn't work. Maybe you don't like it. It doesn't have to be that it works for you if it worked for her, but might work for you. How do you feel right now?
like I had the second awakening. The first awakening came after the 5-day challenge. I just had the second awakening, or more like the awakening that I pretty much figured, like, this, the whole fact that we were stuck in quarantine would eventually produce, but I didn't think it would happen this quickly. Just that second awakening. And it's like, this time it's like, okay, just to like to see the possibilities in what I'm doing, which after all this time, that's been the thing that's like the limit. I didn't see like what was possible beyond what I was currently doing. But now it's like the possibilities are out there.
Yeah. There's a whole lot of people who will be experiencing tremendous healing from having access to your words and you, and it couldn't come in a better package. It's like exactly how you deliver it, exactly you. That's exactly how we need to hear it. It wouldn't work with anybody else to the same degree. So it's a tremendous gift. Can you get some of that stuff going this week? Because I'm like, let's do this thing.
I really love that session because it's a good reminder that when we don't necessarily realize how valuable our talents are, they're life-changing for someone else. And it's our responsibility to share that. We're actually going to play Oswald's success story soon, and you can hear how he wound up doing in the program. He took some new scary action and he developed some projects. So stay tuned for that. If you want to read about what he's writing, you can sign up for his newsletter. We'll link that in the show notes, and you can follow him on Instagram at OswaldPerez85, and you can just see some of his beautiful work. Oswald, I hope you know how much you're loved. You are an inspiration. Well, I hope that these hot seats opened your eyes to possibilities and gave you some ideas on what steps you might take. Here are some takeaways. 1, words are art. 2, we've been given the opportunity to be a lighthouse right now. More than ever, there's a need for you in the world. 3, when you are real and you speak from a place of truth, everyone listens. 4, the possibilities are out there. 5, the cage door is open. It's waiting for you to fly out. 6, you don't have to walk on your knees for 1,000 miles in the desert. 7, to attract your clients, you have to consistently market yourself more than you think you might need to. And 8, be strategic about who you make your offers to. You get to choose your fishing hole. Okay, let's celebrate your wins. So Mikey wrote in the Facebook group and he said, I'm terrified and ecstatic at the same time. For the last 2 years, I've been working as a QA tester for Spectrum Charter Communications. And last month, they have decided to not renew my contract. I was thinking about leaving by the end of July, but this puts an even hotter fire underneath me. And I'm ready to push my career even further as a photographer. That being said, I have a potential client wanting to do food shots for their business later this month, as well as a guaranteed wedding in August. And I'm stoked to start seeing some growth. Thank you guys for being such an inspiring community, and I hope to reach for the stars as I've been seeing many of you do in this group. I'll try to update when I can. Mikey, that's really cool. I love that you're taking this as a sign that you're going to lean into your photography and get serious about it. And I'm really excited that you're already working on getting clients and some more gigs this year. Definitely please keep us posted. We can't wait to see where this journey takes you. Okay, here's the next one from Patty. Patty said, I did it. I was forced to due to schools closing in mid-March, but I did it. I'm doing something that I completely love, an ever-growing woo-woo practice. I do distance Reiki, soul healing, house and office blessings, facilitate feminine energy circles, and I'm working on teaching my first empath class on Zoom, and I'm making money at it. And I'm learning more. I got COVID and had no choice but to settle and learn, so I did. I bought my domain name, applied for a business license, and I have a logo. It all fell into place once I said yes to this new life. I am proof that you can do it even after 50. Blessings. Wow. I mean, that's just truly extraordinary. First of all, I'm so glad to hear that you're okay after getting COVID. That must have been so scary. And it's such a relief that you recovered, and look at you emerging stronger than ever before. I'm really proud for you saying yes and taking all those steps to make this happen. And look what's occurred. It's becoming a real income stream for you. You guys can go check out Patty's Facebook page, Dragonfly Spiritual Healing and Coaching, and go give her some love. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so sure that there's a million things you could be doing with your time, and it means a lot that you're here. We are doing a really cool giveaway. If you go to my Instagram at kathy.heller, every month I'm going to be giving away some of my favorite things. So this month I'm giving away a spiritual gangster hoodie, a really beautiful Valuspa candle, and a gorgeous necklace from Meredith Quill Jewelry. It's a necklace I just bought myself recently, and I just wanted to gift you guys a bundle of things. There's also different levels of giveaways where I'll be doing some Starbucks gift cards and also some shout outs. All you have to do to enter the giveaway is go to my Instagram, like that post. You'll see I posted it yesterday, and tag a friend there who you think might enjoy this podcast. And then we're just asking that you post about the podcast, that you share about it in your Instagram stories, and just tell your friends to subscribe and just spread the word. And then we will enter you into this giveaway. There's tons of different levels of prizes. So a lot of you will get to win, and it'll take a second, and you'll be helping us more than you know. If this episode inspired you, share this episode. If there's another episode you love, take a second, share it, because maybe somebody else will benefit so much from it. And it's free. It's free to listen. It's free to share. I love you guys. If you're interested also in signing up for this very exclusive small mastermind I'm doing, for those of you who are already thriving and you want to scale to the next level and really figure out how to gain mastery over your launching and understand my 7-figure framework for launching, you can go to the show notes, or you can go to the link in my Instagram bio and apply. Applications are due July 17th, and that will be a small exclusive mastermind for a few of you who are ready to do that right now. I'll leave you with a song. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you Monday.
So many times I chose to run. So many times I held my tongue. I held my tongue. Never saying what I needed to. But now like a soldier.